This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, as we dive into what's going to be a very busy weekend locally in sports with not just regular season basketball, but the Heartland Hoops Classic. District wrestling gets underway. Hastings and the Huskers are busy. UNK played last night. They've got wrestling and baseball and softball going on this weekend as well. Coming up on the program, our guests will include Omaha South boys basketball coach, longtime coach in the state, Bruce Chubbuck Sr. He's going to join us, talk about what's going on with Omaha South as they get ready to play tomorrow night in the Heartland Hoops Classic in the premier game against the number one team in the country, Oak Hill Academy. We'll also talk with Scott Porter from Blue Hill. He's moving on to take the head coaching job at Cambridge. We'll talk about the move there and other topics. Jimmy, good morning. What's up, man?
Nothing. How about you, Doug?
Here's my question.
Gotta fire away.
Our beloved Royals. They had a lot of guys here. They lost Shields. They lost Aoki. They had the kid from Minnesota retire. Will May's gone. Meyer's gone. And then all these guys that were up for arbitration, the Royals have signed to one-year deals. Am I missing something? Is that unusual? Is that not unusual? Is that good? Is that bad? They're going to have to go through this whole thing again next year is my point.
Right. Well, the Shields, there's just no way they could afford him. The Royals are in the market with the other players that they had. The Shields was going to be making quite a bit of money. So I think even last year in August, they realized that Shields was gone. Aoki, everything you read about said he was going to be gone. I don't like that move because he had a streak where he reached base like in a series against the Minnesota Twins or the Cleveland Indians. He went like 14 for 17. You know, and he broke George Brett's record. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was not a great defensive player in the outfield, but boy, he could hit the ball. He could, you know, he always made contact, it seemed like. I just think that's a bad move for the team. I don't think that's a great move. The thing of it is that they have two other outfielders that just were tremendous out in the outfield. And, you know, they made a lot of defensive plays for him. So I just don't like the move. Getting rid of Aoki, I think that would have been a lot better to keep him in the lineup. I think he did things for him. Because you got to remember, the Royals, if you really think back, that when they struggled, they couldn't score runs. Their pitching was good. Their defense was good. The problem, they can't score runs. And I thought he did a great job of getting the offense started at times.
What do you think about all these one-year deals?
Yeah, I just don't understand this. I think, you know, they don't want to get into this long-term thing in situation with these players because the amount of money that they would have to be paying them maybe is a little more than they thought they could with the farm system coming up and et cetera. So I don't quite understand that part of it, Doug, except they still are a small market. They have had a nice baseball team, but they're still in a small market. They cannot compete with the Dodgers, the Angels, the Yankees, the Mets. You know, they're just not going to be able to do that.
If you'd like to join the program, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can always send us a tweet at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Another story that broke this morning, and you have to be a little bit of a head scratcher here because this doesn't doesn't jive right, and Charlton Warren is leaving the Nebraska football program. That broke this morning. He's going to North Carolina. He was the only holdover from Coach Bo Pelini's staff. He's usually, you see coaches kind of get let go after recruiting day. He's moving on to North Carolina. I'm not calling this a lateral move because there's no way this is an advancement to go to North Carolina. I'm sorry. It just shows you that something was going on, in my opinion, this whole time. Here's Mike Riley has just issued a statement saying, quote, Charlton Warren has informed me of his plans to take a similar coaching position at another university. This is an opportunity that Charlton feels is right for him and his family, and I respect his decision. We appreciate the valuable role Charlton has played in our transition to the University of Nebraska and wish him and his family nothing but the best. Charlton is an outstanding man and a bright, energetic football coach with a great future ahead of him in this profession. We will search for a talented teacher, coach, and recruiter to fill the open position on our defensive staff. This is a high priority, but we will take the necessary time to find the individual who is the right fit to help lead the young men in the University of Nebraska's football program. End quote. That comes from Mike Riley, who was in Kearney last night for a little private benefit. And there's not much coming out of that. It's a booster deal, and he's been doing that here since in the last week. Now, Warren will be hooking back up. The connection here is that Larry Fedora was his quarterback and receivers coach when he played at Air Force in 97 and 98. So I understand the connection going back with somebody you're familiar with, because let's face it, Warren wasn't familiar with these guys at all.
No, I think that's exactly what it is. It's a comfort zone. You're going to be coaching with people that you trust and you understand what they're going to do. It's you want to be comfortable when you're coaching and know that somebody's got your back just in case you do something incorrectly. Because there's going to be times in this profession where you, hey, we're going to fake a punt right now, and the other team smells it out, and it's a four-yard loss instead of a four-yard gain. And everybody knows who they can blame. They can blame the special teams coach and the head coach for that mistake. And, you know, you've got to be in a comfort zone. Unfortunately for Nebraska, what I don't like is, are we pretending that everything's fine here? You know, is everything right? You know, I mean, Riley's done a lot of things right with the recruiting, and everybody's happy right now with the way things are going. The Omaha World Herald's telling everybody how great things are going. But unfortunately, when you have one guy that's going to be the guy, hey, we need you to stay here. We want you to be our defensive back coach. You're the one guy that's going to make this transition well. And he goes, yeah. And so, and after 2 months, he goes, you know what? I just don't like the way things are going. I'm leaving. And I'm not going to Ohio State. I'm not going to USC. I'm not going to Alabama. I'm not going to LSU. I'm going to North Carolina. Would you be surprised if a North Carolina basketball coach went to Nebraska?
Yeah.
Okay. Then
assistant,
I'm,
yeah.
Yeah. Then I'm surprised the other way around. Nebraska is supposed to be in a whole different market than North Carolina football.
Even if we don't see it as that anymore, as we wear our, you know, crimson-colored, rose-colored, red...
Scarlet cream,
whichever color glass you want to wear here. Yeah. Nebraska's still better than North Carolina. Across the board.
Well, what I'm saying...
In football, in facilities, in the way their team has performed lately.
That's why I'm saying it's kind of a strange deal when you're moving from Nebraska to North Carolina. I mean, this is something people should... A competitive group. Okay, you're at Air Force, and you're going, hey, you can come to Nebraska. You're going, I'm in. Mm-hmm. So why did he leave Air Force? Why did he leave Air Force to come to Nebraska? Because it was a step up. Okay, so now we're at Nebraska, and you're going, you know what? I think maybe I'm not wanted as much as I thought I was.
Here's what John fires off in the Dent Popper inbox. He's going because he will be a co-defensive coordinator in Chapel Hill. Whatever. So you put that next to his name. If you're not the defensive coordinator, you're not the defensive coordinator. He's not the defensive coordinator. John Papuchis is on the staff. All of a sudden, Charlton Warren moved ahead of Papuchis. Think about that. It's a whole new staff, by the way. North Carolina Clean House, bringing in a lot of different folks. So.
Well, is this a financial move? I mean, you know, sometimes you have to take a step down maybe to make another step up, Doug. You know, I mean, there's professions out there where you're maybe a teacher, and you might be at a Class B school, but for and you want to be a principal at a Class B school. So what do you need to do? You might have to take a job in a Class D school for a while to be a principal to move back up. Is this what he's doing? Is he going? Does he want to be a head coach and just thought, hey, if I stay at Nebraska, there's no way this is going to work out? Because that might be the only thing I can think of is he thinks, hey, I can go to North Carolina. We could have some success. Then they're going to be hiring some assistants, and then we can be a head coach. Because that's what happened to Bo Pelini.
Well, that's
Bo Pelini was
point.
An assistant coach, and he was at LSU, and he finally went on to Nebraska as a head coach. So
the Royals, Nebraska coaching, they still want to get somebody interested in the walk-on. They've got a couple hires that they need to make, and spring ball is right around the corner. And then, of course, you've got this story right here, Jimmy, as we go into the weekend, another Nebraska sports story. And I just want to keep you up to date on everything that's going on with the Huskers. Of course, the baseball season opens in Las Vegas. The softball team is down in Florida. The basketball team, women will be home after the loss to Iowa. They play Wisconsin Sunday. The men are going to Purdue. And, of course, the bowling team will be at the Storman Lady Jack Classic, hosted by Stephen F. Austin, held at the Palace Lanes in Houston, getting underway today. Nebraska is ranked number one. This is a large 17-team field, Jimmy. Large 17-team field.
You know what? How much does it cost to go to one of those? Do you know, I mean, the ticket price, you know, for like, you know, the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, you know, some of these bowl games are up, you know, a regular season. What are the tickets like? How much you have to pay to go to the bowling alley to watch some of that and get a good, and I want a good seat. If I'm going, you know, I don't want to be way in the back. I want to have a good seat. What does it cost? Do you have any idea? Get the prices in there or not?
It just says there's a 2-drink minimum.
Two-drink minimum. There you go.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bruce Chubbuck, the head coach at Omaha South, will join us when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny conditions develop today as we head our way up in the lower 50s. Northwest winds, meanwhile, stay at about 10 to 15. Now with partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head down to 29 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I don't even think all the kids have school today, do they?
I don't. Some of them don't.
Some of them don't.
Yeah.
Your kid got school today?
I think so. He was gone.
He wasn't home.
Yeah, that's right. I think he took off. I don't know. He doesn't go very many places at 8 in the morning.
Well, by the way, I forgot to mention as we went into the break, you know, sometimes like the Spurs, they have to leave San Antonio for like 2 weeks because the big rodeo comes in for 2 weeks or certain events will be going on where you have to move out. You know why the Nebraska bowling team can't be home this weekend?
No, why would that be?
It's state high school bowling this weekend. So they got to clear the lanes to bring in all the teams from Nebraska.
There you go.
There's just way too much stuff going on, and if you can't get to it all, keep it here on Platte River Radio, here on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9, online at PlatteRiverPreps.com for every game of the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow. The premier matchup will be Omaha South, currently 17-2 on the season after picking up a win against Millard South last night, taking on the number one team in all of the country, Oak Hill Academy. And Doug Duda along with Jim Langan, and we are pleased to welcome to the program the head coach at Omaha South, Bruce Chubbuck. Coach, pleasure to chat with you again. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everything out west?
Well, we've made sure that the roads are clear and it's kind of warm and it's not completely sunny, but it's going to be safe traveling for you out here. Are you fired up?
I think so. I was a little nervous going into last night because, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, we knew they were looking ahead. And we really struggled last night because of that. I mean, Millard South was a pretty good basketball team. But, yeah, we're ready to roll now. I finally got to look at some Oak Hills tape. It's really scary, man. There's something else.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's not what you want to watch right before you go to bed.
No. Well, I didn't do a whole lot of sleeping last night, especially after I watched it. I don't know. They're just loaded. I mean, Stu Pospisilin is a article today mentioned that they could beat a lot of the college teams in the state, and I think he might be right. They look pretty doggone good.
Coach Chubbuck, Jim Langan here. You know what I'm going to tell you. You know exactly what's coming up, don't you, when you talk about being scared of the team?
I do, yeah. I kind of remember us knocking heads when you were at Ravana. Yeah, I sure do.
That's exactly right. And you had a team in Class C1 that had four guys go on and play college at the college level and two at the University of Nebraska. So I remember looking at film on you guys. There was no doubt what I had to do, but I would advise you not to hold the ball on this team. You might get booed out of that arena with 10,000 people there.
No, we're just gonna lay our ears back and play basketball. We got nothing to lose. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of one of those deals where it's a win-win. I mean, it's gonna make us better. It doesn't count in the point standings because they're not adjoining state. I mean, it goes on the one loss record, but who cares about that? I just think it'd do nothing but make us better. The idea is to be the best you can be at the end, and I definitely think that'll help us.
Talking with Bruce Chubbuck. He's the head coach of Omaha South. They play Oak Hill Academy tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center. Get on out and enjoy and watch some outstanding basketball, the best in the country, against one of the best in Nebraska. And obviously, Coach, these things are put together almost a year in advance. Take us through the process. Your team, because of injuries, should have looked a little bit different than it actually does, although you guys have put it together despite all of that here with your winning streak lately. But just take us through the process of accepting this and how things changed on your team between now and then.
Well, when we accepted it, we were thinking, that we knew we'd be pretty good, but we lost our best player the first game of the year. Aguaka Rope, who had committed to Nebraska, sophomore, I mean, just an outstanding player. And we were thinking that there were probably two or three teams that could push us. And then as soon as he went down for the season, it was 8 or 9, 10 teams that could beat us. And so it just changed the whole thing. I mean, you yank 14 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, and undoubtedly our best defender. I mean, heck of a defender. So, I mean, it just kind of changed our whole team, and we kind of struggled looking for some identity when we lost him, and a little bit of chemistry issues, and we dropped a couple of games that we thought we probably shouldn't have lost, but at that point I guess on that given night they were the better teams. But it seems like we've kind of got it together. Everybody's got their roles figured out and everything, and I know you look at that West Holt team and what we had. Far comparison to what Oak Hills is. I mean, they've got seven guys that are already committed to Florida State. Who else? Ohio State, Penn State, Iowa. The Fleming kid's an unbelievable shooter. I mean, the over and under on dunks tomorrow night is 9, by the way.
I'll take the over. Hey, Coach Chubbuck, you made a good point, though. Is this team, last time the Omaha Central played them, this team was a little more vulnerable. And this team is, they're really loaded. This is one of the better Oak Hill teams they've ever had, which is scary enough. But the one thing, I watched that game. I did not officiate that game. I watched that game last year, I mean, 2 years ago. And what Omaha Central did, they did not give up a lot of transition layups. You know, they made Oak Hill get into the half court game. They did a good job of getting back on defense, and they did a pretty good job of getting some rebounds. Have you talked to anybody about what they need to do and what the scouting report is to have an opportunity to upset them?
Well, Bruce is my assistant, and he kind of takes care of the scouting and everything. And yeah, he got a pretty good plan together and watched a lot of tape on them, and like I said, I watched last night. It's really scary. They're excellent. They don't have a lot of chinks in the armor. Obviously, you know, like you were saying, Coach, we got to get back. That's going to be huge, is not to get beat up in transition, and especially take care of the ball. You know, the turnovers, the live ball versus dead ball turnovers, that's going to be huge. If we have a lot of live ball turnovers, then that's going to, you know, equate into probably layups and dunks at the other end. So, you know, we've got to do a good job taking care of the ball and getting back and just playing our ball. We're pretty solid, but, you know, we have chinks in our armor for sure. There's some things that we don't do very well, but we're going to need to do really well tomorrow night to have a shot of hanging with them.
Omaha South Coast Bruce Chubbuck is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Coach, for the folks that have not had a chance to see your ball club play, tell us a little bit about your club. Who are the players to watch, and who has done some good things now that you've settled down and went on this 8-game winning streak?
Well, we're really young. I mean, we're sophomores and juniors. We only have one senior on the team, Anthony Nami, 6'8", kid that just, he can really shoot the ball. He's developed. I mean, a couple of years ago, we're like, is this kid even ever going to be able to play? And put in a lot of hard work, and he's got a lot of schools interested in him. The bulk of our basketball team are juniors, and, of course, Aguik was a sophomore. But we have Noah Fant, who is being recruited by Nebraska, Oregon, Wisconsin, football. A football player, but he's pretty doggone good basketball player too. At 6'5", jumps out of the gym. We have Monte McGarry at the point guard, who until last night, I think he'd had 2 turnovers in the last 4 games, and he had 7 last night. Mm. I don't know. He definitely was one that was looking ahead, we thought. Makora Ropa Jr., that's a Gwick's older brother, shoots the ball really well. Carlon McSpadden is also a junior. He had 4 threes last night. He kind of bailed us out. He and Noah, I thought, played really well last night. We had about 4 other guys that didn't bother to make the bus, I don't think. Khalil Walker comes off the bench, 6'4", 6'5", kid, really athletic. If he don't have a dunk or two tomorrow night, I'd be surprised. And we're about 7 deep right now. Which that's going to be a factor, too, because, I mean, I think they can go down to 10 or 11 guys that can really play.
Yeah, those guys don't go there to just be an average basketball player, I'm sure of that. Bruce, you've coached for a number of years. Where does this opportunity rate? Obviously, there's been state tournaments, your own sons, all kinds of things there, but this is obviously a very unique opportunity.
It is. I mean, it's going to be a big stage. I anticipate they'll get a, you know, I don't know, fill in the arena about, but it's pretty close. It's a big stage. It'll be a good lead up if we can make it to the state tournament. I mean, there's no giving, and you know that, Coach, in high school basketball, you just never know. But that'd be a good lead up into the state tournament. We're kind of looking at it as a glorified exhibition game. I mean, we got nothing to lose. You lose the game, so what? But if we don't represent Nebraska well, I'd be disappointed. I think our kids are competitive, and one thing I can tell you, they'll always play hard. We play hard, and we try to get after it on the defensive end, and I know they'll do that, but you know, sometimes the talent just is hard to overcome, and you know, we'll see what we see, I guess.
Yeah, Coach, we're going to try in the Central Nebraska. I think the crowd will support Omaha South pretty heavily. You know, I mean, that happened last time when Omaha Central, and I think that really had a lot to do with maybe the outcome of the game, was the support of the arena. So whatever you can do to get their support, I would expect that to play into the game a little bit. Let's talk about Nebraska High School Class A basketball a little bit. You know, there's two schools in Lincoln, Norfolk, and then there's some schools in the Omaha area. When you look at that, Omaha South doesn't have to take a back seat to anybody else, but like you said, there might be seven or eight teams this year that could win the state championship, and that hasn't happened for quite a while. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Central is you know, kind of leveled off a little bit from what they were. I mean, they were unbelievable for 3 or 4 years where they, you know, they were way head and shoulders above everybody else. Yeah, it's really, I mean, you're going in, you're looking 5-6 teams that I would think would have a legitimate chance of winning. And the kind of neat thing is that majority of the teams, us, for example, Miller South last night didn't even have a senior on the team. There's a lot of good young basketball players in the state. I mean, it's going to – we're pretty level right now, but it's going to be really the next 2, 3 years, 4 years, it's going to be Nebraska basketball, especially Metro conferences, on the upswing. You see that with like Tyree Thomas from Benson, player just committed to Creighton, and Patton from North is going to Creighton, and Aguik committed to Nebraska. And you know, you're starting to see, you know, that's a lot of D1 kids coming out of a small, sparsely populated state. Really, I think the high school basketball in Nebraska is probably highly underrated, in my opinion.
Well, we're going to get to see some of it in 6 games tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center. And again, capping it all off, Omaha South and Oak Hill, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And Coach Bruce Chubbuck will be bringing the Packers out there to see if we can have a lot of fun and see what happens. Coach, we will see you tomorrow night in Grand Island, and we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for giving us the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Hope to see you tomorrow night.
Take care. Bruce Chubbuck, one of the best. He has done it for a long time in this state and has had a lot of success. And Omaha South will definitely be there, Jimmy, when we're, even with the injury, they're still going to be in the talk of, I think, one of those Final Four teams when we get down to Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Yeah, I think really without the injury, Omaha South probably would be undefeated right now. You know, I mean, now that's, you know, what a statement to say. I mean, you know what I mean? But I just really feel that way. I thought they were, that look going in, that we thought this matchup, when Tino Martinez put this game together, we didn't think Oak Hill was going to be undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, we knew they were going to be ranked in the top 10, but we would have been amazed that they were undefeated. But without the injury, could you imagine what this game would be like? Two undefeated teams in the United States playing one another. And you almost could not even believe this in this time of the year in February, you know. But with the way they're playing, they've played pretty well, and they've beaten some pretty good teams in Class A this year, you know, and especially in the month, you know, starting about December 20th on, they've played really well after they kind of had a little chance to get, you know, see what they did in the new roles, because everybody had to accept a different role, and everybody had to step up a little bit.
They actually had to come out to Grand Island and play the Islanders the second weekend of the season. That's when Grand Island wasn't playing as well as they are now, and they won that by 19. They're solid wins. They beat Central on opening night. They have beaten Millard West, who's a 14-5 ball club. They beat Creighton Prep, and Prep is 18-2. That was a huge win for them to kind of get things pointed in the right direction. Those are their two biggest wins of the season. Now, to be honest, a lot of these teams they've played are 500, and that kind of shows the parity or mediocrity of the Metro. They're two losses by two to Papillion La Vista South 2 days before Christmas in their conference tournament, who's a 10-9 team. And then they lost at Lincoln Northeast early in January by five, who's a 15-4 team. So their losses obviously come down to the final minute of the ball game. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac in Kearney, where right now there's exceptional President's Day offers on the 2015 Terrain at Midway GMC. Get 2.9% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus the current GM owners and lessees will receive an extra $1,500 purchase cash. So if you love your GMC, you're a GMC guy or gal, you're a GMC family, they're going to pay off from the manufacturer with that extra $1,500 cash. Also, if you want to swing by and see what's going on, the Midway GMC Acadia 2015 is also here, 0% for 5 years, plus that same GM owner and leasee $1,500 purchase cash. See Midway for details, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're going to be out there at the Storm hockey game tonight playing with Legos, and that's just more of what they do for the community. And you can also go online to thinkmidway.com, your Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Scott Porter going from Blue Hill to Cambridge to coach football. We'll talk with him for a couple of moments and have more of your reaction to the Charlton Warren move and more after this.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation. I was all over the place yesterday, did the show at Bandits, had a good time. Formerly 3 was there last night. I slid on up and saw our folks over in the Hastings station, and so I had an opportunity to grab a sandwich at Big Dally's Deli and then head up and see two competitive ball games at Giltner as they took on Silver Lake last night in the Hornet's Nest. Giltner has an interesting gym. You know, a lot of the Quonsets, that's what I call them, Quonsets, that are used, and if they were built, I don't know how long ago that was built. It's a nice facility, but usually the court follows the length, and this more goes with the width, as you can tell once you get in there and look at the barriers and the uneven ends where the walls and the barriers stick out. But I can't think of another gym that kind of goes against the way that the building is built. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it was unusual.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple places you'll go. Palmer, I always thought when I was in Palmer's gymnasium, it was a little, I get a little cattywampus the way it was. You know, you're running up and down the floor and you're going through things.
But is Loomis that way a little bit?
Yeah.
Except that it's just so much longer that it's, the stage is there.
Yeah, well, I
try to think.
Yeah, they're old. See, they got two gyms, and they got that old gym area, and they play volleyball in there. So maybe a little bit. It's kind of like that a little bit. But yeah, there's a lot of different. I think, you know, the old North Platte gym. You know, when you'd be refereeing, and you're kind of up on a stage, and they had the theater seats down below, and then they had these pillars where you kind of sat in cement.
Yeah,
you know,
I was in there one time, I think,
and it's a little tight. You know, that was a place that was unique, and you know, there's a lot of gyms kind of like the Grand Island High and the Hastings High now, you know, where you look up, you get in there, and then, boy, the seats just go up forever. You know, I mean, there's nothing on the end zones to sit in, but the seats, you know, they just go up. And, you know, hey, what row are you in? Well, I'm not in row 20. I'm in row 88.
Speaking of Hastings last night, Mike Will had the call. I saw the highlights. That Central Catholic Chapman Gymnasium was packed last night for St. Cecilia and Central Catholic, and that's what's fun. To not only broadcast a game in that environment, to play a game, to coach a game, just to be a fan in that environment. And we're heading into the postseason as early as next week for some of the teams. But anyway, Big Dally's Deli got the old 48 yesterday.
What is in the 48? What's in that?
Turkey, little salami, pastrami, bacon.
What'd you put on that? You had different condiments.
Then I had to have a little lettuce, tomato, pickle, little regular mustard, salt and vinegar, or salt and pepper, oil and vinegar. Got it on the Asiago.
Did you have it cut? Did you have them cut that in half or
pickles,
thirds?
Pickle spear, baby.
Cut it in thirds. Oh. It's going to be a mess. If you had it cut in half, you didn't even have a chance.
Cut it in half. Cut it in half. That, you know why?
Why is that?
That way, a little bit later on, when you're done with your sandwich, you got a little up here on your maybe on your chin or
change
something.
Change the subject. Let's talk about
right
something
there.
Else. Let's talk about something else.
Big
sports.
Deli.
Let's talk sports.
It's good all the time. Stop by 610 East South Street right across from Duncan Field, and the reopening of their downtown location is on the horizon. At Big Dally's Deli, you'll love the sandwiches, and you'll love the choice in Hastings. Well, now it's going to be harder for Scott Porter to get a Big Dally's Deli sandwich because he's moving all the way to Cambridge, and that's a long way from Hastings, farther than Blue Hill, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to get right to it. I want to get right to it, man. You've decided to pick up and move over to Cambridge, and you've had some great teams there at Blue Hill. And this is the first thing that popped into my mind because Coach Hudson from Ravenna joined us earlier this week, and they were on the borderline of going to eight-man football. You guys went to eight-man football at Blue Hill this year, and I know Cambridge is on that bubble. Is that a concern? Was that one of the reasons that you were looking elsewhere because you wanted to continue to coach 11-man football, or did that have a play in it at all?
It really had no play in it at all. Matter of fact, they came looking for me. I got back from Christmas break, and there's an email from Mr. Gregory, the superintendent, asking me if I was interested. So I replied saying I was interested in what they had to say, and my wife and I drove over, met with them, and talked about things and felt it was a great opportunity and a great time for a change for myself coaching-wise and for my family.
Scott, what caught their eye is that because they have been a power running football team in their heyday, and obviously that's what you would love to do. You had a special quarterback that allowed you to maybe open it up a couple of times, but is that one of the reasons you think that Cambridge is a good fit for you and your style?
I believe so. You know, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Cambridge for the six times we went against each other, you know, in the mid-2000s. And I feel that, you know, watching some of the game film from last year, that they have a lot of young talent and potential. And, you know, hopefully they'll buy into the system that, you know, I've ran here in Blue Hill, and we can get things rolling again in Cambridge.
Coach Jim Lang here. I officiated one of those games that you played at Cambridge. It was a Saturday afternoon game at about 1 o'clock. You won that game. I think they moved it up because Cambridge was in the finals of the volleyball state championship that night. But I remember that game. In fact, we had great weather that day. Is Cambridge, are they loaded? Do they have some players coming back, sophomore, juniors? Because, man, if I was coaching and I was – that'd be the thing that would intrigue me. If I thought they were going to win, I'd say, hey, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to coach this group. What's your thoughts on that? Are they loaded? Are they coming back with a lot of players?
Well, I believe they lose 10 or 11 seniors. And, you know, talking to Mr. Gregory and a couple of the assistant coaches, they ended up playing 5 or 6 freshmen. I know the starting quarterback was a freshman last year, but they had 5 or 6 freshmen playing on both sides of the ball along with some sophomores and a few juniors. So, you know, they went 2-7 last year.
And we'll call Scott back. Was it lunchtime over there? Did they say, hey, you got to go teach some more? Because we just got cut off, but we'll talk to Scott.
That wasn't our fault. I could hear that thing kind of go off a little bit. Yeah,
most of the time it's not our fault.
But you know, hey, you know what's interesting though? That is the Cambridge. With the young kids that they're playing, I think that would be intriguing to me. And he's kind of answering that question. We'll let him finish when we get back to him.
And Coach Porter is back with us, but just to kind of finish it on that thought, Scott. But he's not completely back with us. Sorry about that. But Blue Hill, what he's done at Blue Hill, 06, 07, 08, 3 consecutive state finals, and they finally got it there in 08, had to play the same team, you know, a couple of times, and got the job done.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when he gets back, you know, he was talking about the freshmen that played at that level at Cambridge. That's very unique, because I'll tell you what, Cambridge was maybe the premier high school football program for about a 15-year period. I'll bet you they won more games than anybody, including Fall City Sacred Heart, who would have been in that same move.
And as he said, during that run from 06 to 08, they played Cambridge every single year.
Yes.
So that happens sometimes when the guy beats you time after time after time. You kind of look and see, what is he doing that's just a little bit better than what we're doing? And some time has passed, obviously. We're 7-8 years down the road. It doesn't seem that long ago either that Blue Hill was playing at Memorial Stadium year after year after year. But Scott Porter now does rejoin us. And Scott, just if you wanted to finish up your thought there on what Cambridge did have.
Like I was saying, you know, there is a lot of young potential and athletic kids. And, you know, hopefully we can get things rolling again this fall and get, you know, the kids more experience and see what happens from there.
We're talking with Blue Hill, soon to be the new head football coach at Cambridge when they hit practice field this fall, Scott Porter. Coach, it was the first year for Blue Hill in 8-man. It took you a little while to get your feet wet. They didn't do you any favors with an easy start to the season with the teams that you played. But obviously, midway through the season, I saw you at the Elm Creek game. Huge win for you guys. Who knew that Blue Hill and Elm Creek at the time were going to play the state champions as good as they did in Hemingford, basically down to the final possession of both games, and you guys gave them all they wanted in your final game there at Blue Hill. Do you feel good about the way things ended? And I know they'll lose a lot of kids, but where you are going to leave Blue Hill now that you're moving on?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it was not a very easy decision for me coaching-wise, because I know what potential is here at Blue Hill, and you know, if they continue to work hard and do what they've done for me the past 10 years, then you know, there's no reason why they can't have another successful season this fall. And you know, I wish them nothing but the best. And like I said, it wasn't a very easy decision, but there just comes a time in your life that you need to change. And you know, my wife and I felt that it was our time.
I've got an email here. This comes from Timmy Brew in Kearney. He wants to know if there's any good hunting ground down there.
Leave it to him. I have no idea yet. I've been to Cambridge twice. Well, actually, yes, twice in the last couple weeks or so, and haven't had a chance to scope out any hunting ground yet, but if I do find some, I might let him know.
One other thing, will you still be coaching in the eight-man game this year?
Yes, I will.
And
I will still be doing that. I'm very fortunate to get one more game with Keith and Drury, who was selected from Blue Hill here, and able to represent the community of Blue Hill.
Well, the rosters came out yesterday, and there were only two quarterbacks listed. You look at the East, one, two, three, four, five kids are listed as quarterback. The West has two, Joseph Colfax for Bertrand, and then Alex Coons, who we've seen out at Stewart, who is an excellent running quarterback. This is this roster, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, Scott, this roster is set up just like you guys want. If I see three passes, it's only because you're trying to get some other kids involved.
Well, I'm just an assistant for this. So, Coach Howitt, you know, we talked and over the phone since the distance for us three coaches on the West are a little far to get together, you know, but when we got together to make the selection for the team, you know, I thought it was wise of him to go with the 10 linemen because you never know what Nebraska summers are going to be like, and especially playing on the turf at Hastings College. So I think we're hoping that if the Coons kid can go the whole game, great, but we also felt that the Colfax kid could step in right away if an injury occurred or something, or if the Coons kid need a break. So hopefully, knock on wood, they both can we can survive the game without any injuries at quarterback.
I don't know if it's because I don't know if I saw more of these kids happen to play this year or what, but when I saw the roster yesterday, I just went, my goodness, this could be one of the best eight-man games that we've ever seen. And I know it's all about having some fun and raising some money for Sertoma and all of that, but this should be a good week in Hastings, Scott.
Yes, it should. You know, I went through after both rosters were decided upon, and I, you know, as far as All-State kids, both sides have 10 kids on each side that were selected to first team All-State in either paper, and then you got, you know, a lot of honorable mention kids. So it's like you said, it should be a great matchup come June 20th, and hopefully it lives up to the bill.
All right, buddy. Hey, congratulations again on accepting the job at Cambridge, and hopefully we'll see you somewhere along the line, and we'll definitely see you this summer at the eight-man game.
All right. Appreciate everything you've done.
Thanks, Scotty. Done a great job. 10 years, 68 and 20 during that time. Started 1-7. I mean, this guy, they just win football at Blue Hill. 68 and 20. He's going to do a great job at Cambridge. And, Jimmy, I mean, I'm here to tell you that if I've got this right, let me just double-check on the East squad because there's a couple kids I didn't check out. Yeah, Altmer's there, has to be. And Kyle Jensen from Exeter Milligan, of the nine, and again, yes, you can rush for a lot of yards in eight-man football, but out of the nine kids that were in the top 10 rushers in the state, six of them, Jaden Sturdivant, Ethan Skinner of Maxwell, Skinner of Hemingford, Trent Geiser of Anselmo Myrna, Christian Best Elm Creek, Garrett Sonder of Fullerton, Kyle Jensen, Exeter Milligan, J.J. Altmer, Humphrey St. Francis, so I guess that's seven, are all in this eight-man football game. And Sturdivant and Best and Skinner, they're all on the West team. Jacob Martinson of Amherst, Joseph Colfax, Bertrand, Keith and Drury, Blue Hill, Christian Best, Elm Creek, Skyler Werger, Elwood, Zach Zaleski, Overton, the Kennesaw duo of Austin Schnitzler and Zach Edwards, all on the West team. Dakota Thayer of Lawrence Nelson. On the East, Ben Henricks of Giltner, Fullerton's Garrett Sonderup and Gage Horick, Exeter Milligan's Kyle Jensen, Grant Norder, Bruning Davenport Shickley. I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's,
wow.
It's loaded. It is absolutely loaded.
Wow. That'd be a good day to be an official.
Well, one thing good.
They're just going to hand it off.
They're going to hand it off. They're going to have 12-minute quarters, and the clock's going to stop every once in a while. You know why?
I didn't see no holding. Water break.
First down. Got to have first down.
If you can tackle them.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'll tell you what, it could be a game like no other, just like our friends over at T&L Irrigation, where the irrigation systems will be going in June, and you'll be getting ready for that long, hot days of summer. T&L is there for you. They don't break down. If they do, they're right on top of things. They don't give you the problems with that messy maintenance because they are low maintenance. T&L hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems have superior reliability, great safety, the simplicity of the hydraulic design, just a few of the reasons that you need to consider the switch to T&L, because if you've already got one, you know that that's the best around. Contact your T&L dealer or visit their website online, TLIRR.com, to learn why T&L irrigation systems are like no other. We've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is a world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases every day at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs.
GNC, 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 GNC. You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fonner Park.
Make it Fonner Park's finish line restaurant and sports lounge for coast-to-coast racing. Live draw keno, fantastic food, and full bar. Racing starts 11:25 from Tampa Bay. 16 tracks, including Oaklawn and Santa Anita. Continuous action all afternoon, then night racing from Sam Houston and the Prime Rib Special. Surprise your Valentine tomorrow with lunch or dinner at the finish line, number one for food and fun.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get Swift Premium Pork Shoulder Roast, only $1.49 a pound. USDA Select Bone-In Beef Ribeye Steaks, only $6.95 a pound. And 6-ounce cold water lobster tails, only $8.85 each. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Is you with me?
I got your back, boy.
But let's get it.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked yesterday if the 35-second shot clock is a good thing for basketball. That's just a general question. We could have broke it down into 30, 35, 45, no shot clock. Jimmy, you've officiated at all levels. What do you think about the 35-second shot clock right now in college basketball?
Well, I think it's about fair, because at 24 seconds, the problem with 24 seconds is you're going to have to, people are going to have to force some shots. The defense is going to win a little bit. Sometimes it takes you 8 seconds to get the ball down the floor, get your offense set up. In the NBA, they have that, but these are NBA players. They're professional athletes, you know, and at 24 seconds, it's just a little too quick. So I think 35 is fair. I mean, when you look at a number, I mean, whether 35 or 40, would probably be more fair than going down to 20 or 25, Doug. You know, so when I look at it, I think that, because, you know, a lot of times people take ill-advised shots. You know, sometimes, I mean, and honestly, they turn the ball over before 24 seconds, too, a lot of times, too. So I think if you want to have a good basketball game and you get into that half-court stuff, because that's the goal. When we were talking to Coach Chubbuck, the goal is to not give up transition layups. You give up transition layups, you lose. In the NBA, they don't give a whole lot of transition stuff. But when he talked about live ball turnovers and dead ball turnovers, you throw the ball out of bounds, you can get your defense set up. You throw a pass over there and somebody's going in for a layup, it's hard to defend that.
Well, our votes, 83% like it, 17% don't like it. Let's go to the weekend question. Do you think it was fair for the Jackie Robinson West Little League Baseball team from Chicago to have to vacate their U.S. Little League World Series title? It's just a simple yes or no. Vote now at Midtown Mark Cooler Question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, this is one of those that is just a rip down the middle. You feel for the kids. You tell the kids, you know what, you did nothing wrong. You played and you won. Where you hang a banner like that, where you put a trophy like that, I don't even know where you would hang something like that at a Little League park in Chicago. But it sounds like this, you know, as some people say, this goes on everywhere. And it sounds like this has went on in the Chicago area for a long time. And finally, they had a good enough team that they became popular and this got brought up.
Yeah, I mean, the team that gets ninth, they probably cheated too, but no one checked on them. But I guess you got to play by the rules. You've got
to you have to teach them, right?
You've got to play by the rules, or these little league teams would go over. Here's the trouble with it, and let's be honest about it. In any city, if you thought, hey, you know what? We really need this kid. This 12-year-old can throw a fastball faster than anybody in three states. We need him. So what do? You tell his parents they have to move over here so you can be with us nine people.
And it happens.
Yeah, of course it does.
And I don't
even. Do they make these people from Chicago move? I mean, you know, but there are rules. And there are rules. And I think it's every 25,000 people that you have to have a little league in that program, you know, in that area. And I think the number is 25,000. Somebody else will know for sure if it's a bigger number than that. But in Omaha, you know, you have 500,000 people. So how many little league teams are they going to have, you know? And that's why they have option enrollments in high school. You think all those kids that play at Omaha South all went to the same junior high? Let's be honest about that. Or Creighton Prep, you know, they didn't go to the same junior high school. So, you know, or Bellevue West, Bellevue East, you know, so in the high school, but there's rules you have to follow. And definitely the Chicago team did not follow them. But this isn't the first time. And it's been three times that people, and there's age requirements. Didn't they have a kid that was like 2 years too old throwing?
Oh, yeah, Danny Elmonte.
Yeah, so yeah.
Coming up. And don't forget, vote on our poll question, our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's Friday. The last bit of thing we're going to really do here of over-the-top importance is our Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz. It is a fantastic Friday, and we're going to give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Fanatics here. So hang on just a moment. But before we do that, let's kind of wrap up the weekend in sports. Don't forget or get you into the weekend in sports. We'll have the All-Star game here Sunday night. Nebraska women, they need Rachel Terrio, and it's unfortunate that one player really upsets the apple cart, because I think they win two of these three games instead of losing all three. And it makes a big difference. It does make a big difference come to the postseason. They don't really weigh that kind of stuff. They look at your wins, losses, your RPI. The Nebraska men and women both play Sunday. The women at home against Wisconsin at 2. The men will be at Purdue at 4:15. Hastings College plays on Sunday. That's up at Dakota Wesleyan on 12:30 KHAS. As we said, UNK played last night. Pittsburgh State really shot the ball well in both the women's and men's games and swept the Lopers. High school hoops, Kearney High will host Lincoln Southwest here on ESPN. Amherst will host Elm Creek on Classic Hits, and they're going to play the boys' game first tonight over at Amherst because they have the first game against Ravenna tomorrow morning in the Heartland Hoops Classic. So to get in, you have to make some sacrifices, and that's one of them that Amherst made. And I hope it doesn't cost them. I'm thinking about all these teams that have 1, 2, 3 losses that are in tough districts that need wild card points. Not that they won't win the district, but you like to have the safety net anymore.
Yeah, you need to have that. You're right. But, you know, hey, that's why you play the games, and you play enough of them. And, you only can lose about 2 or 3 times. If you lose more than 2 or 3 times, it's really tough to get that wild card. But you got to play teams that have winning records, too, to give you opportunity for wild card points. If you play there, you look at the wild card points, there's teams that are 18-0, 17-0, 17-1, and they're 6th or 7th in the wild card points because they're not playing a tough schedule. And hats off to Amherst for trying to get after it. They played St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic, Ogallala in the holiday tournament. So they tried to upgrade their schedule there, and they're taking on a Ravenna team there. So they are definitely not trying to hide from anybody. They are trying to play the best that they can play. And so there's a lot of other teams that have done that, too. They're not afraid to go up and play and get after it, you know. And I think those teams probably eventually are going to get better instead of avoiding those people. So
The Nebraska baseball team opens the season tonight at UNLV. We'll have tonight and tomorrow's games on 1230 KHAS as they play at 8:05 tonight. And all Big Ten first team pitcher Chance Sinclair is going to be on the mound. You've got UNK playing out at Colorado State Pueblo, but Hastings got canceled over at Joplin, Missouri, so they've got the weekend off, and that's unfortunate for them. Uh-oh. It's another concert night, Jimmy. Everything going on. Storm at home. It's Lego night against Omaha. And the Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln is going to be rocking before basketball moves back in on Sunday. Like the most popular band in the country right now. Speaking of country, Florida Georgia Line. I guess we'll work and let everybody else go party.
There you go. Hey, I got a question for you, Doug. Could you just try to imagine this? We're just going to try to imagine this. All right.
I'm imagining.
All right. Nebraska basketball, men's basketball, the success they had last year, the way the program's going this year. Could you imagine what would happen if that happened to the football program?
Hey, might not have to.
Yeah, you might not have to imagine it.
How about this Nebraska walk-on tryout for football? Yeah, they're going to do it. You know, like Rudy? This happens a little bit. Matt O'Hanlon was on one of these and ended up being a black shirt. I mean, his career didn't start great, but then the 3-0 interceptions against Oklahoma, and he helps Nebraska be a pretty darn good football team back in the Callahan era and then moving on into the Bo era. What do you think?
Explain it to me. Tell me how it works.
I don't know. They're going to run them hard. I'm going to put them through some tough drills.
There you
see
go.
See if anybody survives.
Do you remember going through those tires? I never liked running through tires. You know, I had, my shoes were like size 12, and some of the other guys had size 8. They needed to have different tires for them to run through than me.
I didn't mind running through them. I just didn't like falling.
There you go.
So there you go. Let's do it. Our final bit of business, Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz. If you have not won in the last 3 months, one winner per household every 3 months for our Fanatics Fantastic Friday Fan Quiz, then call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. And the first person to get our trivia question right is going to get a $25 gift card to Fanatics, where they've got great custom handcrafted pizza with your choice of toppings, wide variety of appetizers, your wing destination. They have them different than most. They're so tasty over there with sandwiches, burgers, kids menu, and follow all of your favorite sporting events. And don't forget, the game is on at Fanatics. Just because it gets late at night, they don't shut it off for other things. The game is always on at Fanatics. So let's get to it. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
All right, Sean, here's your question. This could be an easy one, or it could be a tough one, because we're talking with you know, I could have went two directions here, too, and we'll see how long this question lasts. But we talked with Scott Porter at Blue Hill. He left to go to Cambridge. They were in the state finals three consecutive years in 2006, 7, and 8. They lost to the same team in the 06 and 07 finals and then beat a different team in 08. If you can tell me either team, you're the winner.
Holy cow. Green Davenport.
No. Try back. It's tough. Either you know it or you don't. I'm guessing we might get some calls from the Blue Hill area. who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
Mike, name either team that Blue Hill played in their three state championships from 06 to 08.
I think they might have beat David City Aquinas.
That's incorrect. You're in the ballpark, though. You're in the ballpark. You're getting warmer, people. 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to be a part of our Fanatics Friday trivia, who are we chatting with? They didn't know the answer, apparently. 888-455-3776 for our Fanatics Fantastic Friday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean again.
Sean getting through. Wow. So now I got to change up the question.
Now, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, now I got to change up the question. I got a Heartland Hoops Classic question, Jimmy.
Yeah, give him an Omaha South question or something. Maybe you can give him something else. Give him something else.
This would be too easy, the one I got, though.
Okay, well, don't give it to him.
You know the easy one.
Okay, don't give it to him.
But we'll do it.
Give me the hardest question you got outside of the last question I have.
Okay. We'll do it. Bruce Chubbuck coached his son, Bruce Jr., at what Nebraska high school?
Holy cow. I have no idea. Bruce Chubbuck came to a basketball clinic at SEM one time, but his son wasn't in high school at the time.
No, get
Millard North.
No. Try back. 888-455. He wanted a tough one. 888, that's old timers. We know that one right off the top of our head. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Trent.
Trent, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, let's ask you the Chubbuck question. Which high school?
Why don't I get the Blue Hill question?
I don't know. I thought this one was easier.
I remember him very well. Yeah, let's go with the next one.
Bruce Chubbuck coached at what Nebraska high school when he coached his son, Bruce Chubbuck Jr.? I'll even help you out. It's a Class C school.
Class C1.
Not Wayne, although, again, in the ballpark.
Yes.
In the ballpark. It's Fanatics Trivia. Give us a buzz. Trying to give away a $25 gift card at 888-455-3776. We're putting the youngsters to the test today. Who are we chatting with?
Kurt?
Yes. Bruce Chubbuck coached at what Nebraska high school when his son, Bruce Jr., was an All-Stater?
Was it West Holt?
That is correct. Atkinson West Holt High School. Hang on the line, and producer Brent will get you hooked up so that you can collect your $25 gift card to Fanatics. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Atkinson West Holt, they were extremely good with Chubbuck, Peacock, and that whole...
Jamie Luer was the one that played for the University of Nebraska football team.
And they were so, so good. And wished they had the wild card. They were an all-class top 10 team and got upset by Battle Creek in the... Was it? I don't remember if it was sub-district, district. I think we were still all in the districts at that time,
yes,
Jimmy.
I think it was the district final. And what happened was Bruce Chubbuck Jr. against Burwell tore up his shoulder.
It was against Battle Creek. No, it was in Burwell.
No, they lost to Battle Creek, but the last regular season game of the season on a Friday night, Bruce Chubbuck Jr. tried to dunk.
You're right.
So this is for people that are out there thinking dunks are so cool. He tore up his shoulder and ended up costing them an opportunity because he couldn't get the... He couldn't even put his right shoulder over his head when he performed in the sub-districts. And they won that, but they ended up getting beat by Battle Creek. But they also, that year, they didn't have Jamie Luer and some of the other guys. When they was a junior, they had their best team.
Yeah, when they would be, and there's plenty of them out there, but they would be one of those, if you said, give me the top 10 teams that never made it to state, they would be right towards the top of the all class. So congratulations to Kurt, our winner this week. By the way, the other answer for Blue Hill, Wakefield was the team that beat them in back-to-back championships, and then they beat Archbishop Bergen in the championship game in 2008. So that brings another week of the Doug and Daddy Show to a close, and we will see you Monday. Jim Langan will be back in studio with us as we'll recap what we saw at the Heartland Hoops Classic, dive into wrestling because state will be upon us, and man, the baseball season, we'll get a chance to see how the Huskers started out, how the Lopers did, how the softball teams did that started this weekend. It's a fun time of the year, and sub-districts begin next week as well for the ladies across the area.
Yep, and good luck to all those wrestlers out there that have been cutting weight, working hard in practice all year long, and they've got a match in some of those kids in that one round. What's that round called, Doug?
Well, you call it the heartbreak round or the crying round. It's called a couple of different things.
Heartbreak. Let's call it heartbreak round. Good luck in that heartbreak round because that determines a lot. And, boy, there's a lot of noise in a district wrestling tournament in that gym. I'm about as noisy as it gets is right during that time.
B, C, and D get underway today. A joins in tomorrow. They all finish up tomorrow. We'll have the finals of the D3 meet from Elm Creek at 2 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. And we always love doing our wrestling rally with coaches and state qualifiers. 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, our first comprehensive look at the state tournament. Also on Classic Hits 98.9, we want to thank Scott Porter, Blue Hill, and the new Cambridge head football coach, and to Bruce Chubbuck Sr., Omaha South basketball coach. Folks, happy Valentine's Day. But if you get a chance, there's nothing better to show a little love towards the kids. Go out, support them, whatever it is. If you get a chance, Heartland Hoops Classic is going to be great entertainment as well, and we will see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!